Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings.
Talking about artificial intelligence, big topic. Everyone's talking about it all the time now these days. But something that has come up just this week for us was this idea of, are we losing the human touch in customer service, especially with AI chatbots, et cetera, you know, becoming increasingly prevalent. And let's be honest, they've been around for a number of years now. But there is a growing concern that automation might be replacing that human interaction. And recent statistics, major tech giants like Google and Microsoft have laid off thousands of employees, and tech layoffs in 2023 were about 59% higher than 2022, many of those jobs now being replaced by technology. Talking to us now is somebody I just happened to run across this week, and we thought it was such a great story, we wanted to get him on right away. Mohammed Fahim is the founder of Amplified Marketing, and he is looking at this issue as somebody of the younger generation himself. We thought it was quite interesting to get him on to chat about it. So, Mohammed, great to have you with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and if you don't mind me saying, you are in your 20s, your early mid-20s. You have your own marketing company. Talk to us. Tell us about Amplified Marketing. What do you do?
So basically, Amplified Marketing, we help sales professionals and businesses get more leads through effective lead generation campaigns. And we use AI to actually help us set appointments so that, first of all, the business will be able to get more sales and generally increase their revenue.
Hmm. Okay, for me, I always ask this, layman's terms, myself, listeners, how would Amplified Marketing work for us? What would we do? How would we get involved with it?
Okay, for you guys as radio DJs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that Amplified
Occasionally.
The jury is still out on that one.
Okay, one thing that Amplified Marketing will be able to help you guys with is, I think before this, you actually mentioned that, you know, you guys get a lot of inquiries of people wanting to be on your show.
Yeah.
So one thing that AI is able to do is filter out those people who would be the best fit to be on your show over here.
Hmm.
And then, so that you actually save a lot of time by only speaking with those people who would be the best fit for your radio show.
So how would it work? Would it be an app? Would it be something I put on my email? How would it do the filtering?
So the mechanism, there are many different mechanisms which can be used. However, the best mechanism that we have found to be very effective is actually AI chatbots.
Okay.
So this AI chatbot, it's already, it knows, you know, exactly the type of person you're looking for on your radio show, and then it will actually go ahead and have a conversation with them, qualify them, and then we'll hook you guys up together.
Oh, I got it. So we would set up a Money FM 89.3 Saturday mornings chat bot, and the initial PR pitches would go to the chat bot. Say, hi, my name is Fahim, I'd like to be on your show. And then the chat bot would start a conversation with you.
Yes, correct.
What do you do? What's your job? What's your background? Am I correct?
Yes, correct.
Oh, fascinating. Genuinely fascinating.
So this idea of enhancing rather than diminishing the human touch in customer service, Fahim, how do you justify that? You know, like, you're using an AI chatbot, but you're saying it also can connect people better. But those two things don't seem to work together. You know what I mean? If you look at them separately, because you think AI chatbot, it's not going to be a human connection.
Okay. So
you know
one
I mean?
Thing which AI is really good at doing
is
because, especially in a country like Singapore, you know, we do have a limited amount of human capital. So let me just give you an example. So let's say you're a bank, right? And then you get thousands of inquiries every single day. You will probably need to hire like maybe like about 1,000 people to handle these inquiries per day.
In call centers and so on, yeah?
Yes, correct. And because of that, it's going to, and let's just say that, you know, you pay about $3,000 per month for one employee. So that's about $3 million per month that you're paying. So what AI can actually do is to cut down your manpower by, let's say, 80%. So that now you only have about 200, you know, people over there working for you. And what AI can actually do is, the reality is, a lot of these calls that comes in, maybe about 10% of them, they are the most urgent one.
Mm.
What AI is really able to do is help you to sieve through the non-urgent calls and non-urgent cases, and maybe, you know, refer these non-urgent cases to another AI which is able to help these people, and then basically only give the most urgent calls, like let's say you lost money or something like that, like scams and whatnot. So all these scam calls, the most urgent calls, will be going to a human person.
Right.
And then they will be handling the case from there, because this is a complex case which needs a human to be there.
So your chatbot would filter out ideally 70-80% of the non-important or non-emergency calls or the irrelevant calls, and then the 10-20% that are relevant or are useful or are emergencies go straight to people.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Correct. And it really depends on how you want to do it, as this is fully customizable.
Yeah.
It really depends on your organization, you know, how... Basically about your customers. So let's say you are actually, most of your clientele, they are mostly the elderly. These people, from our experience, they need more human touch. So for these people, maybe AI can do the initial filtering and then bring them to someone who is, you know, the most suitable to actually help them.
Got it. We're talking with Mohammed Fahim, founder of Amplified Marketing. And Fahim, you know, as a member of Gen Z yourself, are the expectations for customer service different with among you and your friends, your peers, your peer group, than, let's say, different generations? You're all digital natives, obviously, and have grown up in this world now, largely in the AI world. Are your expectations different from how to handle things? You know, I hate this phrase, but I'll say it. In our day, you know, when you grew up, you wanted an actual human, and often you were shifted to a call center in the Philippines or India or somewhere else to get an actual human, and that was a good thing. But like you say, times have changed. Technology has changed. Is your generation okay with that, or do they not know what they're missing by actually having a human voice talk?
What I would say is, for my generation, I mean, I can't speak.
And we can't ask you to speak for the entire generation. Yeah. We get that. But yeah, from your perception.
Okay, so for us, we are generally more tech savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, let's say we run into a problem. It's probably because of these two things. So number one is we missed out on something. Okay, we probably... Another thing about my generation, we don't really like to read, like, you know, pages and pages of documents on how to actually fix something.
Right.
So one thing that, you know, AI can actually do is just give us... One thing which AI is very good at doing is taking long pieces of content and information and only showing you the most relevant things you need to know.
Right.
And one example I can actually share with you guys is, you know, a few days ago, I was having some problems in this like website. And then, so they had a very long page of like documentation on how you can fix this issue. I basically copied that, put it into ChatGPT, tell me what I need to do right now. ChatGPT gave me the instructions, I did it, and I had my problem solved. So this is something
exactly
which AI can actually help to do. And, you know, it requires no human capital,
right,
and it's fully automated.
Yeah. Let me ask you, chatbots are not new. I mean,
yep,
a lot of government agencies use chatbots. We all know that pretty girl who asked her, is her name? I think of her name in a minute. You know the girl who pops up on SingPass and the chatbot girl?
Yes, she's on every...
Jamie. Yeah.
Jamie.
So we all know Ask Jamie. So chatbots are not new. What did you see was missing? What gap in the market did you see that you thought, right, what we need, what the market needs right now is this WhatsApp AI chatbot that you have produced? What hole are you trying to fill?
Okay, firstly, I would like to mention that, okay, chatbots are not new.
Yeah.
However, before this, there is a difference between chatbots and AI chatbots.
Okay.
So chatbots are before this, before the AI, you know, came about. Most chatbots, they behave this way. You know, you say yes, you say one thing, and they will give you one answer.
Yeah, they give you the generic answer. Frankly speaking, they're infuriating.
Correct.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they are infuriating. Yeah.
One great thing about using an AI chatbot is that, you know, you are able... The AI is very intuitive. It understands exactly what you are trying to get. Compared to normal chatbot, they give you options, but what if, you know, you have a problem which, you know, one of these options don't...
Correct.
Address. So an AI, you can just tell an AI, it's just like speaking to your friend, speaking to a virtual assistant. You know, whatever you throw at the AI, it will be able to help you in any way.
So that's the difference, because traditional chatbots, they give you three options, and if it's not one of those three options, you're kind of stuck. Is it red, green, or yellow? No,
correct,
it's blue. But they keep going. Is it red, green, or yellow? No, it's blue. But you're saying in real time, the AI can be more intuitive and can work out the problems you have and give you specific answers. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Fantastic. So is it already in the market? Are you working with companies already?
Currently, yes, we are working with companies right now.
I mean, I'm not expecting you to name them. You can if you want. But what is some of the work you're doing? What are some of the services they want?
Okay, I would like to speak for myself for this, because I'm using this for myself. And actually, when I came up with this, you know, this WhatsApp AI chatbot, the first guinea pig for this project was actually myself. So, you know, I was running ads and, you know, my AI bot was the first point of contact for all of these people who were interested in what I was offering. And currently, the best thing about using this technology is, you know, I wake up every single day with appointments booked on my calendar and I don't even need to speak to anyone because all the work is already done by my AI. My AI has introduced my leads to my business and, you know, what they can get, you know, what they can expect when they work with me. And it has already done the filtering, you know, qualified to see whether we are a good fit to work together. Yeah. And after that, has booked an appointment with all of these leads who are the best fit for my business.
Nice.
So in this way, you know, I save so much time, you know, not saying that, you know, lead management, you know, speaking to my leads is not important, but I save so much time by only dealing with those people who are the most interested in what I have to offer.
And you came up with this yourself at 23.
Wow. Yes. And Fahim, can this solution be used for any industry?
Yes.
Or is it good for a services industry, better for some others? Or
It can definitely be used for any industry. It really depends on the use cases because AI is something which is very new right now.
Right.
And currently for my industry, an appointment setting AI bot is the best. It's the most ROI AI bot that I've actually come up with. Yeah. Maybe for different industries, you know, you can use AI in other ways, such as, you know, customer service AI bots, or maybe even a FAQ AI bot. Or let's say you are an educator, you have courses on the internet. You know, your students, they may have problems with, you know, the assignments and whatnot. Your AI bot can actually help them out, can be like a mini tutor for them to help them find the answers for your assignments.
Mm.
So these are just some of the use cases right now. However, since we are very early on right now, it really depends on what problem you have and then trying to come up with a solution using AI.
Yeah.
So what happens next for Amplified Marketing? Are you looking for more investors? Are you looking to expand? What are your long-term plans?
Well, currently we are looking to expand most definitely. And we're also looking to improve our current technology as well so that, you know, we're able to add more value to our customers and the world at large.
And this is a full-time job for you now?
Yep, definitely.
Wow. Yeah. Now, at 23, you're a young entrepreneur. You graduated from Poly Neon Poly. What would you say to your other friends? You know, the entrepreneur life isn't for everybody. You have to have a certain kind of mindset and ability to do that. But what would you say to your friends who are, let's say, at Neon Poly now, who are getting ready to graduate, maybe thinking about what they want to do career-wise or whatever? Any general words of advice for them?
What I would say is it really depends on who I'm speaking to, but generally they fall in these two categories. One, they know what they want to do, and number two, they don't know what they want to do.
Right.
So for the one who they know what to do,
for the rest of your life, you'll run into people like that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
They probably already have an idea of what to do, and I'll just say, just do it. You know, don't be scared. You know, don't care so much about what your peers think. You know, just take action towards, you know, achieving what you have set out to do. For those people who don't know what they want to do, most importantly, what I would say is, you know, it's very important to try different things out, see what you like. You cannot just rely on theory, because I was like that for a very long time. So you have to take action, because in theory you may find something very interesting, but when you actually do it, then you may find that, okay, this is not really for me. So most importantly, you know, what I would say is get into internships. You know, that's how I actually got started.
Yeah.
And yeah, just get into internships, you know, do more internships, do more things that you feel that, you know, might interest you. Most important thing is that you move fast.
Yeah. Too much analysis leads to paralysis.
There you go. Yeah. But we are the home of Kiasuism. There's no way of getting away from it. Parental support, get a steady job, do the 9-to-5, rice bowl. What has your family been like with your entrepreneurial pursuits? Have they been supportive?
My family, okay, one thing about my family, we are from very humble beginnings, you know, working class parents. And
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. And my mother, she's very, very supportive about, you know, whatever I do. She trusts me. And I'm really very thankful for her support, because I would say without it, I would probably not be where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Fantastic. Mohammed, how can folks find you if they want to get more information about Amplified Marketing?
For that, you can actually find me on Instagram.
Of course.
Yep. Yeah, when you just, you know, search out my name, Fahim, and then it will pop up over there.
Wow.
Yep.
Awesome. Brilliant.
When you take this company public, Glenn and I will just settle for 5%.
5%?
5%. I'll take 5% for giving you your first break on the media scene. We're easy.
Thanks for your time today, Mohammed Fahim, founder of Amplified Marketing. Appreciate you being on.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.